Most public and government workers across the state were treasurers for agencies like a middle school, a fire department, and even a town. The amount of money alleged stolen or misappropriated ranges from $1,200 to almost $500,000. U.S. Attorney Josh Meekler says it's important to put each case in context.
In a lot of these cases, in these small towns, it's about a percentage of their annual budget. $50,000 is a lot of money to the Greenwood schools. $44,000 is a lot in Vermilion County.
The largest case, by amount of money, is against Jacqueline Fitzgerald and Monica Durrett, who worked at the Indianapolis local public bond bank. They're charged with stealing about $400,000 over a number of years. Minkler says none of the cases are connected. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Drew Dudlin.